Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top 2 at 2 on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, should President Trump get millions of dollars in taxpayer money? That's a big question being asked this afternoon. President Trump says he could be seeking $230 million from the Justice Department as compensation for previous investigations into him. He also said he would give the money to charity, but should he even get it? House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked that question today.
I don't know the details about that. I've just read it. I didn't talk with him about that. I know that he believes he's owed that reimbursement. What I heard yesterday was if he receives it, he was going to consider giving it to charity. I mean, he doesn't need those proceeds, but we're for the rule of law. We're for what is just and right. And it's just absurd that, I mean, as has been noted here several times this morning, they attack him for everything he does.
The president filed 2 claims against the DOJ when he left office, claiming his privacy rights were violated. He faced special counsel investigations over his campaign contacts with Russia and his removal of classified documents from the White House to his home in Mar-a-Lago. The payment may ultimately be approved by a Justice Department official who was once Trump's personal lawyer. Democrats are calling the president's demand illegal.
Well, number two, a Wisconsin Senate Public Safety Committee meeting today regarding Senate Bill 317, legislation that, if approved, would require Wisconsin public schools to have cardiac emergency response plans in place during school-sponsored events, including athletic competitions, beginning next school year. The bill was first introduced in June by Wisconsin Senators Jesse James and Van Wangard. The bill includes a grant program to help schools with the implementation costs, and there would be several: CPR training, AED installation, and also certifications for coaches, teachers, and trainers. Some schools already have a process in place, but this legislation would make it a sweeping plan across Wisconsin public schools.